Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today with John Downing.
You've decided to withdraw the energy credits. You've decided to jack up local property tax. You've decided to put petrol and diesel. You've decided to put up student fees. That is why people are so annoyed, because you have prioritised those at the top and you have royally screwed workers that you promised before the election that you would look after. Another promise broken.
It's kind of a single transferable speech from you. The reality is we went to the electorate where this government won a mandate to govern and you didn't. We went to the electorate.
Do I get shouted down in this house?
Because people at home actually don't want this pantomime. They actually want to know what's happening. Not you sitting at the back shouting and roaring at me every time I tried to speak. The reality is we ran in an election. We told the people of Ireland what we were going to do over the course of 5 years. We came together, two parties. You're a bully, and you shout down people in this house. You're a bully boy, and your bully boy tactics won't work with me.
There you go, John Downing. Normal service resumed. The Dáil might have been off for a week, but that was a pretty fractious leader's questions yesterday. Allegations of bully boy tactics.
Yeah, heavy stuff. Sinn Féin are resurgent. They've come out. They're, the opinion poll in the Sunday Independent last Sunday shows they have gained. They've gained kudos and so on from a very strange presidential election, but they, rather than the other, well, whether Sinn Féin is a party of the left or not remains to be seen, and it's a bigger debate. But their allies in the presidential election supporting Catherine Connolly and her great win did not gain anything like what Sinn Féin pulled out of it. So they're certainly on the attack. It's almost a year since we had the election, the general election, the Dáil election. The voters, as Simon Harris pointed out, the voters opted for the divil you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, plus some others. Same again sort of thing, and Sinn Féin were sidelined. So here we go, a rematch again. These surveys, and particularly at times like this, they're of dubious value. But one thing my eye always falls on is the issues that annoy people, the issues that get people worked up. It continues to be housing, housing, and housing, followed by cost of living, followed by migration.
Yeah. Are they taking a few leaves out of the Zohran Mamdani, newly elected New York mayor at age 34, who won on a ticket of getting costs down and affordability? Yeah. Are they looking across the water saying, that'll work for us here too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people are, there is annoyance out there. There's an anti-government mood to some degree. I mean, right, there was rank incompetence among Fianna Fáil particularly, and Fine Gael also, in their approach to the presidential election. But part of it is driven by people's frustration and anger and a failure on the politics of delivery, mainly by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So Sinn Féin are on, they're pursuing that one. And, you know, here we go. So the tone will go up and down at times, but we're going to have much more of this really, Gerry.
Yeah, we certainly are. Now, how much of a Punch and Judy show was going on in the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting this week? Was it Hamlet without the Prince, John?
Absolutely.
Micheál Martin in Brazil.
Micheál Martin in Brazil at the, which he should do, in my view. I mean, he's representing the country at the climate change talks, and it is an element of country before party. But strange things, history teaches us that strange things can happen when a Fianna Fáil leader, especially, and a Taoiseach, is out of the country. Now he'll be back shortly next week. We're going to see two things. We're going to see Catherine Connolly being inducted or installed as oath around the hearing, and then we're going to see this report, this internal probe into how Fianna Fáil made a comprehensive mess out of the presidential election. From there, things will go. I think what we saw this week was a little bit of, you know, noises off. But it is what happens next week. And it might, I don't know yet what the logistics of this will be. But I would guess it might go into the week after next, before there's real fireworks. So Micheál Martin is on a dangerous corner. It's probably far too early for an all-out attack on him, but he has some difficult weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, in the wider context, the fallout continues as well. Ivan Yates facing more questions, as are RTE and news talk about conflict of interest. The media regulator now involved. I mean, where will this one go? The blurred line between PR, broadcasting and political training behind the scenes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it out there. I mean, it's an extraordinary story. Some people might struggle to say, look, what is this about? What's the hullabaloo? In one sentence, the net issue here is that Ivan Yates was on both sides of the fence, but not on the side you would have assumed. If you're listening to Ivan Yates, 21 years of Fine Gael TD, 3.5 years a Fine Gael government minister, well, you'd assume, all right, he's going to be leaning a bit. He's going to be a bit Fine Gaelish in himself, so I can discount that. But in actual fact, he has for a long time been at daggers drawn with Fine Gael. And now it turns out he has been working for Fianna Fáil, helping prepare their candidate for the presidential election. Now, that's something I wouldn't be shouting about myself, because he was worse than useless.
I thought he was working for Catherine Connolly, John. Yeah, he gave her present with that comment about smear the bejesus out of them.
Yeah, he did. And the Fine Gael were left defending that one. So they're now furious. It puts a bit of tension into the works between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in government. But they get over that. The point is, he's entitled. I've done both jobs, Jerry, but I've never done both of them at the same time. And what I've done is a matter of public record. But the net point is, you should tell people where you're coming from. If you are doing that, it should be known. And it's not in many cases. I have to admit, I was surprised that he was working for Fianna Fáil, per se. He's been asked into a Dáil committee. It will be difficult for him to avoid that. But there have to be questions. There should be questions. Look, you and I, it's our job calling people out, calling people to account, scrutiny and all the rest. Journalists are not the best. Journalists, commentators, people in the public eye, he's always said he's not a journalist, but I mean, he is working in journalism. That's just a nice distinction that doesn't really work for me. We should be, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. We should have to account for our own work. And if there are serious questions, and you know, very arguably, Ivan Yates is not the only one who has a leg on both sides of the fence that isn't out there and declared.
Yeah, interesting to see where that one goes politically and otherwise. Okay, John, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about migration, demographic pressures as well, and Christmas being cancelled. We'll get to all of that after we take these.
Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today with John Downing.
Yeah, Tralee listener gets in touch this morning and says, complaint that Micheál Martin is currently at a climate summit and the irony of him getting on a plane and flying to Brazil to talk about sustainability, surely he should not be at home minding his own during the current housing crisis, says this listener. Well, that is a view, I suppose, and it's another issue in relation to housing and infrastructure. John, the next two items are kind of linked. The migration debate in the Dáil this week about how we're organising international protection was a long one. A lot of contributors, Alan Kelly, who we had in the programme, talking and having a right go at the three large parties, accusing them of running with the hare and running with the hound. Simon Harris coming out with his strongest views yet on it and taking flack from the left.
Yeah, it's a very difficult topic, Gerry. And it's kind of, it's been... in a sense, there's kind of a damper put on it by the bigots. I mean, we had a pretty shocking week. We had an arson attack, which, as the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, pointed out, in Drogheda, pointed out, amounts to attempted murder. And with these incidents, when they occur, they are pretty scarifying. We heard... last week, the week before last, was it our last Wednesday week, we had Simon Harris coming out with some pretty strong statements. There is a very definite change of tone coming from the government about all of this. But we need a more measured debate. We certainly, the time has come in terms of asylum seekers and protection, those seeking the protection of the state. They are entitled to all of that, but the numbers are probably have reached a point which are unsustainable. But coming from it...
Is there a wider question, John, just allied to it and what Alan Kelly was talking about? And we saw, in a way, the Department of Finance coming out with, you know, long-range forecasts talking about where we'll be in 40 years' time and the sort of demographic pressures that are there. We have a fast-growing population, and it's not just, as Alan Kelly said, look, the asylum seekers are a small part of the number of people coming in. Legal migration is the issue. And if you look at that, then... and the criticism of our failure to prepare or plan long term. Metro North, Dart Plus, the North South Interconnector, the need to upgrade our electricity system, Shannon to Dublin
service.
Housing. It's all coming to a. Is the failure to do that and the pressures, is that leading to this concentration? Then, oh, we can't look after our own. We have too many. We're just not well organised. Is that too
we're
simple?
Not. We're not. We have many. Positives, but we have always been poor at forward planning, and we have been even worse at implementing any kind of forward plan, because we've some great reports. The shelves are groaning with reports telling us what the score is in the situation, but the reaction is at kindest very slow. But the point, the salient point being made by Alan Kelly is, look, healthcare would be non-existent without immigrants. And anybody who goes into a hospital or a care home or any situation like that knows that is completely true. And the same can be said, as Alan Kelly again says, the same can be said of hospitality. So it is, you know, I mean, and everybody knows that around Killarney, Tralee, Kerry generally. You go into a hotel or a restaurant or whatever, you wonder, you know, where are the Irish working in our hospitality sector, as we call it? So we have to have a more reasoned debate, a more stand back debate about all of these issues. But we have to act on good planning. We are certainly, it is very much a changing Ireland. I live outside of Dublin. When I drive up the town as the schools are being let out, you have, quite literally, and I just mean it in a completely factual way, you have every colour of the rainbow. Ireland is changing. We have to get over ourselves, realise and accept the many positive sides of that. But the asylum and protection issue, time has come to be a bit tighter and a bit harder. People are entitled to come, and if they need protection, we are a relatively rich country, and that should be provided also. But there are limits to everything, including the limits to being able to help people. So I think that is beginning slowly to dawn in the debate. But we have to also realise we actually badly need immigrants, and we have been a country of emigration. We have suddenly become a country of immigration, and we have to get over ourselves and wake up to the realities of that.
Yeah, and we'll see how the politicians deal with that. John, on a separate note, Christmas cancelled in Limerick. The all-powerful, directly elected Mayor John Moran cancelling the council-supported Christmas market, bah humbug and all of that. But on the more serious side, there's a lot of trouble there, and there's a war of words has erupted. The most recent meeting, which was called between councillors in Limerick and the mayor to talk about the mayoral fund, it had to be adjourned in acrimony after 90 minutes. Calls from respect from both the mayor and the local councillors during the meeting, attempts to clear the air seem to fall apart. But what is going on with this, which is the experiment, isn't it? There's meant to be more of these directly elected mayors across the country in time to come. Doesn't seem to be going too well.
So far, not so good. Coming up on 18 months since John Moran, from the edge of Limerick there around Raheen. A lot of Kerry people will know it because the first part of Limerick that people hit originally from there. At one stage, the Secretary General of a very embattled Department of Finance trying to make the transition to politics, to elected politics, elected in June 2024 by a hefty margin. And so far, not so good. Questions being asked, he's coming up to the 18 months mark in office. As you say, it is a kind of pilot project to see should other places have a directly elected mayor. There are arguments, Paris, Barcelona, London, they have benefited from kind of unitary leadership, and would our larger urban centres benefit from the same? But things are not going well so far for John Moran. I think it would be difficult for him to show a scorecard. There are, and I'm originally from Limerick City, there are questions also about the behaviour of the councillors, whom some people would argue really need to cut John Moran a bit more slack, that they're harder on him than they would be on what these days is called a chief executive the official of the council, what previously many of us would have known as the city or county manager. So there are questions around the specifics of this. He does argue a good case, in fairness to John Moran. Basically, he's saying, look, it was half-baked and we're better off to put it back for a year and give it a go again. It was basically to try and run. There'd be a market around the O'Connell Monument at the top of O'Connell Street in what is called O'Connell Avenue, the Crescent, in the Georgian sector, that there would be a kind of market spine going all the way down through the town as far as King John's Castle. So he says, look, it really, the plans weren't up to snuff, and I'd prefer no market for this year rather than a bad stab at it. It is a line of argument. And he says, look, let's start again, and we'll get it right for Christmas 2026. There are arguments on both sides there. But the bigger point is the success of the office of a directly elected mayor. The jury is very much out on that one.
It certainly is. John, listen, we're out of time. Thanks a million for talking to us again this week. That's John Downing with Call from the Dáil. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch on the way. We've our news headlines and more to come.